Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Or joe at rte.ie. Councillor Micheál Carrigy. Hello, Micheál.
Good afternoon, Katie.
How
afternoon,
are you?
Katie. Good.
Take me back to 2017 and you got a new neighbour.
That's
or 2016,
right.
I should say.
2016, to be correct. As I say, I live in a small village, Banlaoghlin, in County Longford. Lived there all my life. A new neighbour moved in next door, and you know, with a number of weeks, a number of issues started to occur. The first of which began with two large St. Bernard dogs being loose in our own yard, where our own two young kids were playing, and they were followed on for a number of months, a series of issues of assaults, intimidation, and just made our lives a misery, to be quite honest.
Your neighbour was fond of animals, and not just any animals.
No, and I think if anyone who looked at the Mail on Sunday there would have seen a number of pictures. He was kept pets such as snakes, crocodiles, spider monkeys, pigs, you name it. It wasn't just your typical small pet dog, but a number of wild animals, and exotic animals in particular.
I'm looking at the photographs here now, Micheál. Yeah, a small crocodile, a monkey, yeah, a big snake. Were you aware of this? Like, did he display these, or how did you know what was going on, or how did the difficulty emerge, basically?
Well, it was a lot of Facebook, you know, pictures put up on Facebook of having these animals. But the first issue arose after only just a couple of weeks, where two large St. Bernard dogs were running around loose in my backyard. I had two young kids at the time, you know, 5 and 1.5, were in the yard. And my wife shouted out at the individual, you know, to take his dogs out from our yard. He took offence to this, came up, kicked at our door, and basically, you know, started to threaten us. I told him that it was his responsibility to keep his animals out of my yard. You know, my children were entitled to play in their own backyard. And I think he took offence to this. From there on, you know, there was a number of issues and assaults. He followed my wife up to school, you know, while dropping our oldest son to school, followed us around Longford town while in shopping. A lot of issues up on Facebook, threats, just constant nuisance, to be quite honest.
And this is over a fairly concentrated period of time.
Yeah, he moved in early May, and he left the house in November, so it was over a 6-month period. I would have initially went to the PRTB in relation to the incidents to see if we could have him removed. I would also went to the local yard.
Sorry, Micheál, but he was in a private rented situation, was he?
That's correct, yeah. He rented an apartment in the house just next door to us.
And what did the PRTB say to you?
To be quite honest, I think it was a long, drawn-out process of sending information, and they linked in, you know, with the landlord, but I didn't get much joy from it, to be honest. And I think, to be honest, that's something I think that does need to be changed. You know, I think everyone that's a homeowner is entitled to live in their own home in peace and without interference. And I think, you know, where issues like this occur, and the Gardaí are involved, etc., I think these tenants should be removed from the houses.
Were you, like yourself and your wife, were you actually frightened of this man?
We were, you know, to be honest. As I say, he came banging at our door a number of occasions, kicked at our door, he threatened my wife, he assaulted myself. In September of 16, he was actually served with an antisocial behaviour order from, you know, the local Gardaí, but that didn't stop him. He continued to park his car blocking our driveway. He blocked our pumps. I have a small local shop and post office in the village, and blocked our business. And then he proceeded to park his car above my own house so that when he'd walk by, he'd be able to look into our living room window where my kids would be watching television. And, you know, we went to the stage that we had to, you know, keep the blinds closed. You know, that you don't want to hear your 5-year-old telling you about the naughty man looking in the window. And that did happen with us. And it was a very traumatic experience, especially for my wife. We were expecting our third child through this whole period. As I say, we had a 4.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. sons, you know, at the time and say we were expecting. So it was extremely traumatic on her, and I think it showed a total lack of respect for women, and especially for people, a woman who was expecting on his behalf.
And yet, this is a complete stranger. It was just from that first incident where your wife asked him to take Ennie's dogs that kicked off this 6 months of a nightmare for you.
That's right, and I think, as I say, it followed on an assault on myself, which I reported to the Gardaí. The Gardaí would have called to him, and I think other incidents followed on. I think it was intimidation to get me to drop that case, but we took a stance that we weren't going to. You know, I'm entitled to say, live in my own private house and run my own business without interference. And, you know, he came into my business and assaulted me actually behind the counter in my own shop. So I think it's unacceptable. And we took a stance that we were going to push this however far it had to go to get justice.
And did you get justice?
As I said, the case was held there a number of weeks ago in the court in Longford. The DPP, through the local Gardaí in our area, brought a case of harassment against the gentleman, and we proceeded to, you know, give evidence on numerous instances. We also had CCTV where a second assault took place, where he blocked me from getting into my own house and then blocked me from getting into my own business. And I think the judge, you know, cognizant of all that evidence, and he was actually served with an 8 month prison sentence with 5 that suspended. So, and plus, you know, he was bound to the peace and told to stay away from my family or any member of his family, to stay away from us. You know, and I think it was a very, very, very difficult situation for us. It was sort of my husband and a father, and my priority is to look after my family. And, you know, that's why we took the stance on it, that we needed to get justice. We needed to look after, you know, our business and our family. And, you know, I'm delighted that, you know, we have that now, that there's a suspended sentence there, and that he will stay away from me and my wife, and that we can go about our daily lives, travelling to Longford now, and not have a fear of being tailgated around the town or other incidents like that from other members of his family.
It must be a great relief that he's behind bars after that experience.
That's the decision of the judge based on the evidence. I just wanted that we could live in peace going forward. You know, we both of us work hard. You know, we're entitled to live our life in our own home without interference. And we felt we had to push it as hard. The easiest thing to do was stand back and say nothing or do nothing. But we felt that we needed to do that. You know, going forward, you know, for our kids, that himself or other members of his family wouldn't say anything or try intimidate us in our daily lives or in Longford town. And there's a number of issues happened within Longford town as well, where my wife was in a shop, and, you know, where he tailgated her car, or if he met her on the road, he would actually move over and back the roads, you know, with his own car. And so, as I say, it was an extremely difficult period, and especially the fact that my wife was expecting at the time, and I think she's proven that she's a very strong person to get through this. And as I say, our priority is, you know, as our two kids, our three kids at now, but two at the time. So, as I say, I'm delighted that this issue is, please God, behind us.
And what happened to all the animals then? If you had these crocodiles and monkeys and snakes, do you know, did they have to be taken away, or?
I understand that they moved with him into Longford town when he moved after the 6 month period. And I think he stated in the court to the judge that he still has those animals, and I think he stated to the judge that he sleeps with a monkey.
Right.
Much of the amusement of a lot of people in the court.
I'm sure you weren't amused by any of this.
No, it was a very traumatic period for us, and I just hope that it's now behind us. We just want to get on with our life. And as I say, I do feel, though, that, you know, the laws need to be looked at, they need to be changed, there need to be greater powers given to, say, landlords to remove tenants. You know, when Gardaí come involved, I think that the powers of the PRTB need to be strengthened, and I think they need to act quicker. And I would say to anyone that's in the same situation at ourselves. You're entitled to live in your own home without interference and go to the Gardaí and, you know, make sure that you get justice and are able to live in peace in your own home.
Do you think that as it currently stands, you do have to go to the guards, that the PRTB is not really tooled up to help somebody in your situation?
I don't believe so. I think the thing got dragged out. I felt that this issue had to be dealt with in the first month straight away when problems started to arise. As I said, the other issues wouldn't have happened. And we've gone through 3 years, really, of torment because this wasn't dealt with earlier on. So I do believe they need to be changed. And even in local authorities, and I'm involved in the local authority myself, we find it extremely difficult to get tenants removed out of estates that are causing trouble, you know, and I think that needs to be, it needs to be addressed.
Okay, indeed. Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Micheál Carrigy from Longford, with that very difficult story with that very difficult neighbour, to say the least. 1180 or 1850 715 815.